Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, y'all know what time it is. By special request, y'all. Do it! Shake it with your hips. Do it, y'all. Everybody on the dance floor. Do it now. Oh, let me see you shake it now. Do it, y'all. Hey, squad. A little something we did a while back. Bringing it back by special request, y'all. Hey, squad. Do it. With your hips. Make your boots clap back, make your boots clap back, make your boots clap back and make that clap back. Make your boots clap back, make your boots clap back, make your boots clap back and make that clap back. Make your heels clap back, make your heels clap back, make your heels clap back and make that clap back. Make your heels clap back, make your heels clap back, make your heels clap back and make that clap back. Get on up a loop. Look out Bull Bridge. Get on Lake Charles. Look out Lawtell. St. Martinville. Get on Louisville. Cecilia in the house. Look out New Iberia. Get on Baton Rouge. Look out, Lafayette, Leonville, look out, Prairie Run, get on Natchitoches, New Orleans, look out, Port Barry, get on Alexandria, get on Pineville, look out, Mamou. Get on Pinewood. Get on Blazon. Look out Bill Platt. Get on Doosan. Look out Chitanya. Get on Maurice. Look out Abbeville. Get on Caracol. Look out Union. Get on Scott. Look out Morgan City. Get on Franklin. Get on Cottonport. Oh, we're gonna do a little something like this by special request, y'all. Hey, toi, check it out. I got that bass in your face. 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 Bass in your face, bass in your face, bass in your face. I got that bass in your face, that bass in your face, that bass in your face, that bass in your face. I got that bass in your face, that bass in your face, that bass in your face, that bass in your face. Do it, y'all. Look out Church Point. Get on Pell Mall. Look out Irvingville. Glen Louisiana, yo. Look out Westlake. Get on a bit. Look out Nashville. Look out Generous. Get on Thibodeau. Tobin, Louisiana, y'all. Rudy, Louisiana, y'all. Look out Gonzales. Look out Sugar Land, Dallas, Texas, y'all. Get on Houston, Texas. Look out Beaumont, Lufkin, Texas, y'all. Get on Raywood, Cleveland, Texas, y'all.
y'all ready for this show today? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Welcome, welcome, welcome everybody to Sadiko and Blues Showdown with yours truly, the Diamond Diva. It's going to be a showdown, y'all, between the blues and the Zydeco thing. Baby, I'm going to be all over the place in this studio, and I hope that you are, too, wherever you are at, whether you are at work, and you got to sneak and listen to this show. Don't dance too hard because we ain't trying to get you to lose your job, okay? But if you're at home or you're just riding down the street and you're plugged into the station, you are in for a special treat, especially the South and the dirty South, man. I mean, this is where this shit comes from, you know what I mean? So we always get down with the blues and the Zydeco, okay? So if you're not into that, you might want to plug out right now, but if this is something that you are with, then let's get it in, all right? Because it's also, you know, this show is definitely for real for the grown and sexy, all right? I'm talking about 30 and up. Y'all come on in the building and let the diva help you sweat it out some, all right? So if you like me and you like to work out, even though today I don't have all my workout gear, I took a break. All right, for all of those that know, I be trying to get it in on the workout side. I took a break today, all right, but I know we got some sisters and some brothers out there that's in the gym right now. You just at home getting it in. Hey, that's what we're going to do today, all right? I ain't got mine on, but I know that you got yours on, and I want y'all to just rock it out with me. I'm going to give you more music than I am talking, and the reason why is because guess what? This is what you came here for. Every once in a while, I'll come back in and see how y'all doing out there, if I need to turn it up a little bit more or bring it down some. But I'm going to be checking in periodically through this broadcast, all right? But I do want to call out the number in case you got a shout-out, if you got a request of something that we have in here. Call us, 319-527-6171. Again, that number is 319-527-6171. We are broadcasting from Houston, Texas, as always, so I definitely got to give H-Town a big shout-out. Those out here that support this radio station, I shout you guys out. I love y'all so much. DJ B1 and myself, as well as this radio station as a whole, we appreciate getting love in our city. So thank you, thank you, thank you. To God, and I should have called him first, but y'all know how it is. He understands. He already know he's the rock in the center of my life. I can't do nothing without him. And he's always channeling in, all right, on me and making sure that I am doing what I'm supposed to be doing, okay? And I also thank him, too, for exposing. Just exposing. God is, he's amazing, y'all. He is definitely amazing. All right, to all of our social media supporters and listeners around the world, thank you, thank you, thank you for always tuning in to the Diamond Diva when she's broadcasting on air, even DJ B1, you know what I mean? We appreciate the love and y'all rocking with this radio station as well as keeping us updated, some of you out there, on the bullshit that goes on behind our backs. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. But I do have several special shout-outs that I would like to give to some beautiful ladies that I just absolutely love and adore. And I thank them for always being my rock, you know what I mean, being there for me through the good, the bad, the highs, and the lows. They always rocking with the diva. And we talking about my girl, LaLinda Michelle, R&B singer out of New York, y'all. I call her my Jenny from the Bronx. All right, that's what it is. All right, I got to give a shout out to Renee Jones. That's my girl. All right, she's the author, and she always rocks with this radio station as well and the diva. So I love you, sis, and thank you, thank you, thank you for being you. All right, Sheelian. All right, my girl out of Houston, Texas. I love you, baby girl. You know what it is with us. We from the other side of this motherfucking thing. That's just what it is. And it's Stana from Facebook. My other ride or die friend, I appreciate you, girl, and thank you, thank you, thank you for being you. All right, so with that being said, guys, listen, we're going to go ahead and get you into some music. I'm going to play about four or five different tracks, and then I'll come right back, I promise you, all right, because I got to bring in DJ B1 if he wants to come in. He's here today, and he's free. So I'm going to see if he want to come in for a minute and greet everybody, but right now we're going to get you into the music, all right? So here we are with Step Rio. Stepping on, y'all, right here on a Zydeco and Blues Showdown.
Stepping on, where you going, you know? Two steps. Yes, Oh, baby, then show what you need. the fellas, they're lying on me too. Now they do me wrong at the drop of a hat. All I got to say is this about that. You didn't find my draw. Nobody said you didn't find my hat. I still got my hat on my head. You say you saw somebody who looked exactly like me. Didn't come up and touch me, then it sure wasn't me. If you didn't come up and touch me, oh baby, then it sure wasn't me.
With yours truly, of course, the Diamond Diva, y'all. Hey, man, this is the grown and sexy shit right here. So if y'all are in the building and you're grown and you're sexy and you ain't tripping out me cussing, because everybody cuss. So we going to just stop this shit right now in case somebody got a problem, okay? We cuss all the motherfucking time, okay? And I'm going to let DJ B1 describe to y'all, what is it, a people, place, or motherfucking thing? I'm going to let him describe that to you when I bring him in. But, yeah, if this is your thing and you with this vibe, we welcome you here into the studio with us. It's Wednesday, and guess what? It's 5 o'clock somewhere. So we hope that y'all got us plugged in wherever you are, and y'all are getting it in with this radio station. It's a Zydeco and Blues Showdown, and that was Bojack with Give Them Cornbread. If you give them cornbread, baby, you make it the right way, you ain't going nowhere. But make sure you throw some greens in there and, you know, some chitlins if that's what you do. You know what I'm saying? Hey, but make sure that you give him some cornbread because he ain't going no damn well. I promise you he ain't. Hey, listen, for real, y'all, if y'all want to call into this studio today, if you got a shout-out, if you got a request on a Zydeco track or a blues track, nothing else, okay, because this ain't that show, okay, call us up at 319-527-6171. I will continue to give out that number just in case somebody is, you know, plugging in at a different time, all right? But right now, y'all are in the building with the hottest station on internet radio, Diversity of the Minds, Blaze Need Radio. We're also pioneers in this shit. And we run, matter of fact, you know what, fuck that. I'm finna play We Run That. I'm going to play it at some point, but I'm going to play it because that's a message. Hello. How you doing? DJ B1 the Chameleon is in the building with the Diamond Diva.
Yeah, you know what, Diamond Diva? You know, if a word is called crazy, then, you know what I'm saying, that's you. But that's in a positive way, the crazy part. You know what I mean? It's a positive crazy, you know, that great vibe. You know what I mean? So, hey, the Diamond Diva. Yeah, Diamond Diva. You know, but, you know, you was saying that these people out here need to know something about motherfucker, right?
Yes. Explain it.
Well, I tell you what, I'm gonna put on my Bernie Mac voice right quick for you. You know what I mean? You know,
and that's for them motherfuckers out there. Hold on, Vernon Mac. All right, and that's for them motherfuckers out there that, you know, got a problem with us cussing. Okay, go ahead, take it away, DJ B1.
Well, you know, you shouldn't be scared of motherfuckers, cause motherfucker is a noun. It describes a person, place, or a motherfucking thing. So when you hear somebody out on the street and say, "Hey, have you seen that motherfucker?" Well, no, I haven't seen that motherfucker. Well, when you do see that motherfucker, please tell that motherfucker for me. Kick rocks, kick sand, and dine at motherfucking dirt. You know what I mean? So, yeah, don't be afraid of motherfucker because it's a noun. A noun. Y'all want to scoop.
It's a noun, y'all. It's a noun. But I think they get the message, though. I think they get the message, and it's all good. So I appreciate you giving them that, okay, little tutorial. All right, so, hey, listen, what's good with you today? You rocking out with me. How you feeling?
Well, you know, shit, I'm feeling good. You know, it's raining outside, and it can't be nothing outside but look out there and rain and shit.
Yeah.
Other than that, you know, hey, good vibes, good intentions, and who gives a fuck, you know, because all of this is God's work, so we ain't got nothing to do with that. Just enjoy the sun and the rain. You know what I mean? You're supposed to enjoy the sun and the rain because it don't always be sunshine. Right, we talking about in your life, too. You know what I mean? Did I say
hey,
something?
Listen. Yeah, go ahead, DJ. Take it away.
No, I just said, did I say something? I was just, I was
oh, did you say something?
I
think you did.
Yeah.
I think you did. I think you did. Somebody pissing in their seats right now, but it's all good. We're going to keep the shit going, all right? That was another curse word. Shit.
Okay.
We're going to keep the shit going. All right. That's just what we do over here, y'all. We joke a lot, but, hey, that's the only way that we can keep y'all entertained is if we just – and this is us. You know what I'm saying? When we talking in the presence of ourselves without the airwaves, this how we roll. You know what I mean? Me and DJ B1, we understand each other. You know what I mean? We husband and wives, but we understand each other to a certain degree. Now, I just say that. A certain degree, but we understand each other on the bullshit side. Well, and with that being said, hey, again, this is Zydeco and Blues. It's a showdown, y'all, with the Diamond Diva. We are getting it in over here, and if you got a request, hey, call us up, 319-527-6171, and that's what it is, all right? So wherever you are rocking out from, thank you, thank you, thank you. Here we are with Wilson Mills. Still my love. Still my love. Oh, she's still my love.
I hear she's been seeing this loser since we've been apart. Now, I call him a loser because even though we're apart, he's still my love. And we can win this. He may claim her now, that's fine. But hey, check it out. It's just a matter of time. Still my love.
Brother, that just ain't no way that feels my love. All right. myself in the store.
Original cowgirl.
What it do? Diamonds in the rough.
Class.
What's up, Diego?
Wild out rider.
What's up, boy?
Lay back.
What's up, Sheila?
Grand Wood.
What's up, Blue Step Banner?
Celebrity.
What's up, Fatty K?
Don't let me ride
her. What's up, Bella Galati?
318.
What's up, Kobe Bean?
Country Boy.
What's up, Unexpected Rider?
Big Body.
What's up, Big A?
Over the round.
Tiny Woo, what's good?
Naughty Boy, Naughty Girl.
Sneaky Girl Rider.
Hip Hop Ghetto Rider.
Avenue, what's good?
Wild Bird.
I-49.
Carrier Rider.
Washington Rider.
I-49.
What's up, 5150?
Senegal, Late Rider.
Big T Rider.
Showstopper.
What's up, Bill Rider?
Pro Bridge Rider.
What's up, Snow Road?
Down for life.
Black and low.
Need super lift.
What's up, Bell House?
Stars on run.
I-Z Rider.
Sons of Stars.
D-Ball Rider.
Two-step ride club.
Bill Peaky.
Straight up, unsaid ride.
Oh, okay.
1D.
Hey. So just a kid rider.
Easy rider.
How long? Existed.
Texas Ranger. Big T.
and everybody's having a good time. And you know what's going through my mind. Do you mind if I get comfortable and kick off these shoes while you fixing me a drink?
Gia, Slim Thugger, Boss Hogg Out Loud, Jim Johnson, representing this Texas, man.
Go swing, swag, get a boost from my broker V-Pain. Plugged all green and I'm riding 1G. My swag and my walk and my wrist hold me. We reach for the one to become number one. Woodman hit the stage, now the fun just begun. We reach for the one, cause we are number one. Woodman hit the stage, now the fun just begun. We run this, we run this.
Y'all, I'm sorry, I don't know what the fuck happened. I thought I was literally live on air, y'all. I was was jamming so hard I had to put my mute button on because I didn't want to hit the wrong button and y'all can hear me back here. But anyway, y'all, welcome back to Zydeco and Blues Showdown. That was J. Paul Jr. and the Zydeco Outlaws with We Run This Shit. Everything that you done tried to do, we done already done it. All right, so just cut it out and it's okay. You know what I'm saying? And guess what? It ain't about bragging. It ain't about, you know, none of that. It's just simply about being confident in your brand. All right? You're confident in your shit. I don't care how far somebody is ahead of me. I don't give a fuck about that. All I care about is what I'm doing right now. You know what I mean? Because I know at some point in time, God is going to be like, you know what? Let me go ahead on and get this crazy girl, you know what I'm saying, what she want. So that she didn't work hard for it. Hard. Anyway, y'all, all right, I'm going to say that for Thursday. Y'all plug in on Thursday, y'all, because guess what? It's always a fire show in this studio. We're talking about Thursday Night Shenanigans. Y'all need to check that show out because we have a lot of fantastic subjects and shit that we talk about. Some of that stuff is serious. Some of it is just mediocre, but whatever, all right? But we talk about some things that the grown and sexy can feel, all right, are those that are awake with that third eye. Y'all plug into that show. It's every Thursday night right here on Diversity of the Minds Blaze Radio. It's called Thursday Night Shenanigans, and you can catch us here at 8:30 Central Standard Time and 9:30 Eastern Standard Time right here on Blog Talk Radio, of course, all right? So listen, y'all, I'm going to go ahead and bring in DJ B1 and see if he's on fire, if they didn't put him out or he ain't even got there yet. I don't know. But DJ B1, bring your ass up in the building and let these people know you good.
Yeah,
let them know.
You know what I mean? I'm combustible. You know what I'm saying?
DJ B1, you breaking up a lot.
I am. Hello?
Yeah, you was for a moment.
Right,
you still...
I'm just...
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know why I'm breaking up, because everything seems to be good on my end, but if you say I'm breaking
yeah,
up...
Yeah, well, you can go
I'm
go
sorry,
back and
y'all.
Hear it on playback.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but anyway, you good?
Yeah, I'm good. I was saying that, you know, I'm combustible. That means, you know, that you can start on fire by yourself, but, you know, you had a hand in that. You didn't have to light the match, but, hey, it's good for all of the people out there, you know what I'm saying, that's listening in to this type of show particularly because, you know, everybody from the Northeast over there and the West over there in the country don't know about this old Dirty South kind of thing, the way to get down. Some of them might call it cowboy music or whatever, you know. But anyway, that's just the way it is in the Dirty South, the Dirty, Dirty South. And and I promise you, in the Dirty South, a nigga go out to Zydeco, you know, a blues fest or something. They have a good time. They have a good time, you know what
Absolutely.
I'm saying? So keep your mind open to all genres, though, for real. There's some good shit everywhere.
What was that, DJ?
I said keep your mind open on different genres of music because it's good music
Absolutely.
Everywhere.
That is
everywhere.
A fact. That is a fact, y'all. All right. Message.
Side note, I don't like country, y'all.
And we get it. We get it. We get it. That's why I don't play country in here, y'all, because DJ B1, man, he be going to sleep on my shows and shit. Like, girl, I do not want to hear this shit. All right, but it's all good. So I try not to play as much of that as I used to. But, hey, thanks for being real with the people, DJ. We appreciate that. It's all good. Hey, but listen, y'all, DJ B1 is definitely rocking it out, as you can hear. All right, but we got 47 minutes left here live in the studio, okay? And we want y'all to get it in with us, continue to rock it out. If you don't like this show, share it to somebody else, you know what I'm saying, that may feel this. It's all good. But whatever. I want y'all to hit that follow button outside of the studio. Hit it, y'all, okay? And you'll get your email. So whenever we are live on the airwaves, you'll have the opportunity to go live with us or keep on scrolling. That's up to you. Whatever, okay? But you'll be able to get all of the shows through your email, mostly. All right? So, hey, The number is 319-527-6171. Call us up. Call us up. 47 minutes left here, and we are going to go into some more shit. We got Mel Waiters, y'all. He waiting for y'all. Hey, we finna go to a hole in the motherfucking wall. I promise you we are right here on Diversity of the Minds, Blazing E Radio, Exotico and Blues Showdown. Let's go, y'all. Bring your pop.
I'd never have the courage to come back to you. day. We got to prepare for some heartbreak. I was earning my man while I was earning my man. Something you young girls might not understand. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain,
no. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain.
Called me over and she said to me, my days left here may not be long. I wouldn't waste my time telling you nothing wrong. But love is a flower that needs the sun and the rain. A little bit of pleasure's worth a whole lot of pain. If you learn this secret, how to forgive, a longer and a better life you'll live. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain.
No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain.
Anything worth having at all is worth working for and waiting for. Some of my closest friends have thought they had their thing on the string just because their man was bringing them flowers and candy and all kinds of gifts. Mm-mm, honey, some gifts are just to make him feel better while he's on his guilt trip about the night before. You know what I mean? Especially when you know you haven't been doing the things you should do. Think about it. What is the man trying to tell you? Sometimes flowers mean maybe we should just be friends. Do you get my drift? Hang if you can hang. No pain, no gain.
If you get something, you gotta give something. In order to be something, you gotta go through something.
It's alright to be a little sweet, but be a mama with the kids and you know what in the sheets. No pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain.
No pain.
Oh, no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no pain,
no gain,
no gain.
See, you can't give up, the times get hard. It's just that old devil trying to keep us apart. Say, devil, you ain't got nothing here. I'm holding.
I wanna ride it.
y'all. Can y'all hear me? I hope y'all can hear me. All right. Listen, y'all, this is Diversity of the Minds, Blazing Heat Radio. My shit, this damn thing is still going around in circles, but I don't know if y'all are hearing the music or what, because something is wrong, okay? Let me bring DJ B1 in so I can make sure he hears me. DJ B1, please, can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. You are loud
all right,
and
all right.
Clear.
Yeah, you know how we got some circles and shit that goes on, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I was experiencing for a minute. So it kind of felt like I wasn't, you know what I mean, in tune with everybody. So, but anyway, thank you for hearing me. All right, y'all, listen, I'm going to briefly place DJ B1 back on hold as I greet all of you that have just now plugged into this station. If you're just plugging in, hey, y'all done missed a whole lot of shit, but it's okay because you can definitely catch it on playback, all right? And you can do that by typing in Diversity of the Minds, Blazing Heat Radio. And when you do that, you're going to be able to come over here to Blog Talk Radio and hear any of these shows that we do on playback. Again, it's for the grown and sexy. That's what it is, 30 and up. If your ass is younger, then you don't need to be up in here. And maybe you do, I don't know, as long as you ain't 17 and under, I think you'll be okay. Anyway, y'all, welcome. This is yours truly, the Diamond Diva. All right, hey, that was Kenny Wayne, riding like a cowboy. Riding like a cowboy. And that's what we're doing right over here today on Diversity of the Minds, Blazing Heat Radio. I got to bring in DJ B1 right now once again so that he can greet you all and tell me how I'm doing so far. I'd like to hear what he has to say about my performance.
Yeah, well, you know you always represent, and definitely representing the Dirty South today with that Exotico. And that blues
yeah.
as well, you know what I mean? Hell,
yeah.
What the hell? This is Hump Day. Who the fuck came up with that name, Hump Day? You know what I mean? I get the ideological of the situation, yeah. But who the fuck came up with Hump Day? Why it got to be Hump Day? Oh, because you're getting over the hump today? Well, fuck. Anyway.
Yeah, sometimes we just can't make it
up. Yeah, I just see. Sometimes I sit and wonder about shit like that. Why did they come up with Hump Day? This is one of the things, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, you represent that Dirty South and all that good shit. You're doing a damn good job. And as always, the Diamond Diva is always shining like a diamond in the sky. Diamond.
Thank you, DJ. Y'all see how I be blushing when he be saying things? I be blushing over you. But it's all good, though. It's coming from a good place. I promise you it is. It's all from the heart. So hey, that's why we vibe so well together when we're on this airwaves. And even when we all sometimes until I get in my zone. Okay? Ladies, y'all understand what I'm talking about. Betty Wright in this bitch, okay? Anyway, y'all, hey, wherever y'all are at, it's a good time here today. And if you got your drink, if you got your smoke, it's all good, too. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers gonna judge you either way, so fuck it. You might as well have a party. Fuck it. That's what I mean. Fuck it. And fuck it. So, oh, my gosh, you guys' mouth is so bad. What the fuck? Like, y'all are just a lot of hoodlums over there. Y'all don't know how to act. Ugh, I just can't get with that. Oh, my gosh, so ratchet. But your ass still
yeah,
plugged
well,
in. From the beginning.
Just listen to FM radio then, you know what I'm saying? If you want some
please
old bland,
do. Save yourself.
Robotic shit, you know what I mean? Yeah, whatever song that you want to request and the same motherfucking 20 songs all motherfucking day. If
yeah.
that's what you like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead. But we don't do it here like that. You know what I mean? That shit. That's just what it is.
We're on a whole nother level, though. We really are. But anyway, y'all, listen, this is what I'm finna do, okay? Because I really just want to talk right now. I cannot wait for Thursday. I don't want to talk right now, all right? But what we're going to do is I'm going to play. I'm thinking I can squeeze two more tracks in there. I don't know. We'll see. All right, but we're going to come back and we just going to talk, okay, DJ B1 and myself. And we got this thing called the back room, all right, and it's a part of this radio station to where if we play some music or we're having one of them music nights and we start talking like we're doing right now, all right, that's where we go. We go into the back room, and the only way that you can be able to hear that shit live is if you call in at 319-527-6171, and when this show ends, all right, and kicks into recording, you will be a part of whatever the fuck is going on, okay? But if not, you can go back and hear it on playback. It's all good. But we're going to go into the back room today. You good with that, DJ?
Yeah, I'm always good with everything that goes on with the rest of my baby radio shit. There's no end to it. It's infinite. I keep throwing them words out there, you know, infinite. That's one word. Yeah, there is no ending to the shit. So guess what? Listen, tune in, and get some knowledge. Have some happy moments. Have some sad moments. And shit, just do everyday life like we do it every motherfucking day.
For real. All right, y'all, this is Zydeco and Blues Showdown with yours truly, the Diamond Diva. We'll be right back, guys. We're going to try to squeeze two songs in, and we're going to let y'all hear a little bit of that conversation, all right? Ya-Ya by Buckwheat right here on Zydeco and Blues. I'm untied.
Keep praying. This is out of complex, bruh. Never been.
If you going into one of them type of establishments, all right? Play Haters. J. Paul Jr. and let me sit back and listen to this shit. That's what it is. All right, but guess what? All right, we want to again welcome y'all to Zydeco and Blues Showdown. I did tell y'all I was going to try to get two tracks in. I was able to do that. But we were also going to kind of cut the show down, and that's the reason why we're cutting it down a little bit from the music for a minute, because we just cannot wait till Thursday to just talk about some shit, y'all. I got some shit on my mind, and I'm sure that DJ B1's going to vibe with me. You know, maybe so, maybe not. But, you know, hey, that's what we finna do, all right? So listen, check this out. That song that y'all just heard, Haters, like DJ B1 said, that's some real serious motherfucking shit, right? And my thing is this. There is enough room for every motherfucker. I don't give a fuck what you doing. You could be a ditch digger. It's enough room. It's, the motherfucking ditches is long and the motherfucker's huge. It's enough room. So why do we have to do the things that we do, man? Like, we are grown-ass people around this motherfucker. So why do we have to resort to pulling dope? I'm just going to say it because that's the dirty soft shit. That's a slang. Or, well, it may not just be dirty soft, but them fucking dope fiend moves. Why we got to do that? You get the drug and now you go. What the fuck? Like, come on, man. Listen. Y'all know, see, my kids, my kids be fucking with me, though, y'all, for real, because they be like, Mama, you know what? We call you Brown. They call me Brown sometimes, but it's okay. I'll take that. But what I'm saying is, in a nutshell, is that we are grown. All right? We grown-ass people. We need to get out. Some of us. I ain't going to say all of us. We need to get out of that thing of blaming each other for shit, you know what I'm saying, and not talking about shit. Yeah, I'm saying some shit right now, and I know you may not be able to, I don't give a fuck, but I'm saying some shit. We got to learn to talk to each other. You understand? We can't be going around shooting slugs and all this old bullshit, you know what I'm saying? We can't be doing that, bro, because that's elementary to me. Tell me what the fuck it is, and it's all good, all right? I'll deal with that shit when I deal with it, and, you know, whatever. But we don't have to do what we do. And you know what? I tell you what. I'm going to shoot it over to DJ B1 a little bit so he can kind of, you know, help me along with this thing because he know where I'm going. Got to hear.
Well, the biggest thing is that, hey, everybody has to develop some nuts. I don't mean the kind of nuts that you carry between your legs, but I'm talking about the kind that you put in your head, all right? You got to carry some kind of nuts, and you got to be who you are, and you got to be comfortable with who you are, all right? If you're comfortable with who you are, then guess what? You don't have to never worry about the plant seed that you plant in the garden of your mind, because seeds go after their kind. Well, don't plant that dirty shit up in your mind, and then guess what? It won't. You won't be able to regurgitate it and burp it out on a kitty level. If you get my drift, then guess what? You know, if you don't, then I'm about to say it. Don't be a kid. Have some pride about yourself and say what you got to say and leave it alone. That's the part that I'm trying to say on the real.
For real. And listen, y'all, I want, you know, especially for our listeners that normally listen to this show, I just want y'all to know that I'm not throwing no motherfucking slugs at nobody. I don't fucking throw slugs. I just tell you what the fuck it is, and that's just what it is. I'm not one of them internet type of gangsters. I'm none of that. You know what I mean? I'm just a genuine motherfucker that speaks her realness, all right? And if those, you know what I'm saying, if you say you're riding with me or riding for me or whatever, then you need to be able to accept, you know what I'm saying, that I'm just going to come to you on the real. It ain't going to be no fake shit with me. I'm not like that, right? I'm not wired like that. I done been through too much shit in my motherfucking life from a child all the way down to a fucking adult, bro, or up. I done been through a lot of shit in my life, so I don't have time to keep it on the fake shit with nobody, you know what I mean? I don't have time for that. And again, like I said, there's enough room for everybody in this fucking industry. Whatever fucking part of this industry you choose to be in, there's enough room for every fucking body. But all that slug shit and you know what I'm saying, that hating shit and that turning your back on motherfuckers that's been there for you, period, poo, that's some bullshit. That's whole shit to me. I don't roll like that. And I don't give a fuck if nobody listened to this motherfucker again. I don't give a rat's motherfucking ass. Do you understand me? If nobody ever pick up this motherfucking radio station, when I leave this world, y'all gonna remember this bitch. Y'all gonna remember this motherfucking radio station, okay? I'm not your average station. We're not your average people. Y'all say y'all real. Let's keep that shit real. This is what this station is all about, bro. We real over here.
Mm-hmm.
We don't sugarcoat a motherfucking thing. We real over here. We don't sugarcoat shit. We don't judge nobody. We have given more opportunities to artists, business owners, and whoever the fuck else that then came through these doors. We have given so many opportunities to people since this fucking station has been broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio, bitch ass. Yeah, I said it. Click me off, bitch. We got 8 minutes. Fuck out of here. They get the message. But we have been broadcasting over here for a very long time. We've given opportunities after opportunities. So don't go and try to throw no motherfucking shit in the game on me, bro. Don't try to make it seem like I'm a bad motherfucker, because guess what? No, you got that shit all twisted. I'm real as fuck. And if you're going to be my friend, if you're going to be my writer, if you're going to be my associate, my acquaintance, or my business partner, whoever the fuck you're going to be to me, you got to understand that, guess what? I'm going to keep it real with you. I'm not going to play with you. And I think the shit should be genuine if you say you real. But see, people use that word real to, you take that shit to a whole nother fucking level of fakeness, and I'm sick of it. We got to fucking change. I'm not perfect, because I'll chew a bitch out in a minute, especially when I feel like, you know what I'm saying, there's a reason, and a valid reason, to say something, because I can see some shit. I got my third eye open. So regardless of what the fuck you think is open, my motherfucking third eye is open. Okay? You can call me whatever you want to call me on the airwaves. You can treat me however you want to treat me. You don't have to include me. You can talk about me and stand on my name. But I'm always be the motherfucking Diamond Diva, keeping it real, one motherfucking hundred. That's my message to you. Are to y'all. It's all good. I promise you it's all fucking good. And I'm going to say this one last thing, and I'm going to be done. If you love me, love me. Love me for who I am. If you got a problem with me, call me. Call me on the motherfucking phone and let's work it out. But until then, if you want to announce any motherfucking bad thing that you think about me or whatever the fuck it is, yes, y'all, I'm always in drama. It ain't me. It's these motherfuckers over here that just won't understand. They don't want to understand that you're going against me. For what? But you can call me on the phone. My line is open until maybe 11 o'clock at night. Then I turn it off and up because I'm asleep. But anytime before that or the next day, contact me. Let's holler at each other about this shit. But we don't have to do that. We don't have to do that. Because I'm not going to do it. I'm going to say what the fuck I got to say, and then I'm done. Zero. Comprende. I'm fucking done. Yes, I'm 49 years old, but I don't give a fuck. I'm still going to take it. The ghetto ain't gone. The realness ain't gone. I'm still who I am. Either y'all going to accept me or you're not going to accept me. You don't have to listen to this station. You don't have to, because God is not the one. God is not the one that's making you listen. You're listening because you want to listen. But at the same time, when it's all said and done, God got my back. He going to correct me when I'm wrong. Hey, listen, you was wrong as fuck on that. And so, and I'm going to have to correct you. Yes, I get mine too. Because I'm not always right, but I can guarantee you one motherfucking thing, I'm not fake. Period. DJ B1.
Oh, she just preaching, y'all. But guess what? You know, she preaches and she does her thing. And like she said, if you don't like it, you can either move away or listen. So, you know, to cap it all off and to sum it all up, well, then I just say, guess what? I said it last night. The Diamond Divas, Dallas Cowboys of the Diamond Divas, okay, or radio personalities or whatever the case may be. You either love the motherfucker or you hate him. You know what I mean? There ain't no in between. There ain't no, well, she all right. You know what I'm saying? Like Dallas Cowboys, you know. Everybody I know, they don't say, well, Dallas Cowboys, they fine. They okay. You know, they kind of my team. No. Motherfuckers, either I love the Dallas Cowboys, I'm a Dallas Cowboy for life, or I hate them motherfuckers. It's nothing
all the way around.
So that's where the Diamond Diva is, you know what I'm saying? That's where it is. The Diamond Diva is Diamond Diva, and
that's what it is.
And you know what? If you don't like it, you know, just move around without saying nothing. You don't have to even say nothing. Or if you got something to say, you know how to directly address that shit and then leave it alone. Go on back to business.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Words well spoken, y'all. That was DJ B, Juan the Chameleon. Hey, listen, we got 2 minutes here left live on the airwaves, and I tell y'all what, all right, if you stay plugged in, we'll give you some music. Well, not stay plugged in, but, yeah, if you miss this show after it's gone off, you'll get it in playback, but we're going to play some more music and everything, and that's our portion of being into the back room. So right now we got 2 minutes and 30-something seconds left here live on the airwaves, and I want to go ahead and say my good nights to everybody, all right, that have plugged into the station today. We appreciate your support. We appreciate your love. We appreciate you guys for understanding how real we are. Either you're going to love us or you're going to hate us, like DJ B1 just said, all right? But either way it go, we're going to still ride this thing out, all right, until God tells us enough is enough. I love y'all. It ain't shit that you can do about it, all right? Keep God first in everything that you do. Never miss your blessings. Never miss your blessings if you don't have to, okay? And check your surroundings. Check your motherfucking surroundings. Y'all know what the fuck I mean by that. That's that grown and sexy talk. Somebody probably like, what the fuck did she just say? But hey, grown and sexy shit. You shouldn't be tuned in if you didn't get it. DJ B1, go ahead so I can play some music and get us back into the back room.
Hey, it's been a great ride on the dirty South Side. And keep tuned in. Maybe you can learn some shit about music if you don't already know. And we can brighten your horizons musically and brighten your surroundings and your mind and give you those messages that you truly need and deserve. Because somebody, just like if you in the damn church house and preacher is preaching, sometimes it sounds like he's preaching to you, but he's just preaching, you know what I mean? And he just happens to fold up on your ass. So, therefore, hey, that's what the rest of the Man's Blatant Heat Radio is all about.
All right, y'all. Peace, love, and happiness. Love y'all. On the other side of this thing, y'all.
I sit down and I wrote a letter addressed to my sweet baby. Yeah, well, baby, yeah. I wrote a letter to my sweet baby. And this is how it began. It says, I'm sorry, baby, if I've done you wrong. And I'm sorry, baby, if I haven't. See
until the end of time. Some city rain with thoughts of you on my mind, yeah. Baby, well, so as soon as I get there, honey, here's what I want you to do. What I want you to do, girl. Always gonna make love like we've never made love before. Yeah, you see, I'm gonna do all the things, girl, I've never done before. Yeah, I'm gonna kiss you right here and there. And when the time comes, I'm gonna kiss you everywhere. Oh, let me kiss you right there. Well, please, baby, say I can't go. Oh, as soon as I get that money, I'm gonna make love to you, baby. Oh, yeah. That's what I wanna do. Baby, 'cause I want you to
y'all. All right. Overcome. We're going to overcome it. We're going to overcome it. All right. Hey, if y'all on the dirty side of this thing, if you're able to catch this, all right, on the dirty side, this is Zydeco and Blues Showdown, all right, with yours truly, the Diamond Diva. I got DJ B1 hanging out in the building with me. He's been going in from the beginning of the show, enjoying the vibes, enjoying the great music. All right. And guess what? We've taken it to a whole nother level. We've been talking about some things. I kind of, you know, went there for a minute, but it's okay. Because I'm human, damn it. All right? I'm allowed to be able to express my motherfucking self. Okay? But now we are in the back room, the official back room, and we're just going to be talking about some other stuff, all right? And but before we do that, I got to definitely turn it over again to DJ B1 so he can say, hey, y'all, what's good? What's good?
Yeah, well, you know, hey, what's up, what's up? Well, you in the back room, y'all. Hey, this is where we close the door. If you think the motherfucking show is off the chain during regular hours, the back room, any motherfucking thing goes back here, y'all.
Y'all heard that cussing? He took it there. All right, that's where we at.
So, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to come in the back room, you already know. It's just like if you go into the after-hour club, man, and you know they got a back room back there. You know motherfuckers back there gambling, doing some illegal shit or whatever. We ain't doing no illegal shit, but, you know, if you don't want to be in that kind of environment in the back room, don't come to our back room because that's exactly what it is. You feel me?
Absolutely, absolutely. No doubt, no doubt, no doubt. That's what it is. All right, so welcome, y'all. Welcome, welcome, welcome. All right. I have a question for you, DJ B1, all right? And I know you're going to keep it real, but I have a question.
I got an answer.
Okay. Y'all heard him? All right. I hope we don't start just cussing each other out on this damn airways. But we, hey, this is what it is. We husband and wife. Ain't nobody got nothing to do with that. Mind your business, okay? Go on and hunch somebody and call it a day. All right. But anyway, I'm going to ask this question. DJ B1, do you think that I am a difficult person? And I'm not just talking about in personal relationship or marriage, but I'm talking about the business side, the friendship side, and just the side, period, as who I am. Do you think I'm a difficult person to deal with? Oh, shit.
Yes. Yes. And I can probably explain that.
Okay. Thank you. Please clean it up. Please.
Yeah. Uh-huh. No, I'm not cleaning up. I'm just saying it like it is for real. You know what I mean? Yeah, a lot of people go through life, and they don't get to understand who a person is and accept that person for who they are. Okay, if you don't know who a person is and can't accept them for who they are, then your perception of them is, yes, you're a difficult person to get along with because they don't know you, they don't understand you, and in their mind, yeah, you know, if your wavelength don't go the same motherfucking way theirs go, a lot of people say, okay, that person is difficult to deal with. Not knowing and not open-minded enough to say, guess what, I think the way I think, and this person think the way they think, it's all good. Nobody's really difficult to understand as long as the other person that's trying to understand that person understands that, guess what? Everybody got different mindsets. I don't give a fuck who you are. Everybody got different mindsets, and everybody got a different way to go around the motherfucking corner. Some people might want to go down the motherfucking street in the same spot. They might want to go straight down the road. Some people might want to go around the motherfucking corner. But in essence, what I'm saying is that if a person is not open-minded, and bringing it back to your question, if a person is not open-minded enough to know who you are, then yes, they are going to say you are difficult to deal with because they can only deal with things in their mind their own way and not understand. See, I've been with you for 20 some odd years, and I know and I understand you. So guess what? No, you're not difficult to me to deal with. It's just that I know you, and I know when to fuck with you, and I know when not to fuck with you, okay? And because I know
and vice
who
versa.
The Diamond Diva is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, but I really appreciate you breaking it down like that, because that's always been a question that I wanted to ask. You know what I'm saying? My husband. All right? Am I really a difficult person to deal with? So I appreciate you breaking that down, all right? But I want to add on to that and just say this. Right, exactly. But I want to add on, all right, to that and say this. DJ B1 did make one conclusion, and that is, if you don't know me, you know what I mean, you're not going to be able to, you know, accept that. He said that. But my thing is this, is that guess what? I am who I am, right? I don't change. I have my faults. I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect. There's a lot of shit that I didn't done, I didn't said, you know what I'm saying, before I was married, you know, while I was married, all of that, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not talking about, like, you know, anything outside of just regular shit you go through in a marriage. But at the same time, I'm still human. I'm human. I make mistakes. I say things that, you know what I'm saying, sometimes I don't mean, and then I say things that I really do mean. And when I really do mean it, then I'm sticking to that. I'm sticking to it. But all I want in my life, while I'm still here, is for those that say that they love me, you know, I'm not talking about idolizing or anything. I'm talking about loving me. If you say that you love me, that means that you love the flaws and all. You love every fucking thing. We may hurt each other's feelings sometimes. We may say some shit that we don't mean. But if they are a true, 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 true friend or a true, true, true relationship that you got with somebody, I'm talking about sexually wise on that end. If it's really true, it's going to withstand the test of time. You know. Meaning you're going to go through it. But if it's love, it's love. We're going to all go there with each other. I promise you we are. You know what I'm saying? Whether we do a social media type of shit, you know what I'm saying, going on, whatever. We just going to take it there. But at the same time, somebody got to recognize and say, guess what? I accept this person for who they are because I know them. I know them. And my husband knows me. My husband knows me. I don't give a fuck what you say. He knows me. And that's from time. That's from time. That's from analyzing. And that's just from getting to know the person outside of the glitz and the glamour and all of the shit. The person. So if you don't know me like that, then guess what? If you come to me and you say you real, oh, I understand. I keep it, you know, but you real only to a certain degree. If I'm talking about, you know, this, that, and the third, if you're talking to not me, but if you're talking about, you know what I'm saying, somebody else, all right, okay, well then, yeah, I'm going to keep it real with you and you're going to keep it real with me, and I'm agreeing with you. But then we talk about something that has to do with you, then you don't agree with that. And that's a problem. And it's okay for you not to agree with it, but to take it to other levels, you know what I'm saying, to where it's a whole lot of bullshit. That's not a true friend. That is not a true friend. So sometimes we got to really just go and take a, you know, take a look in the mirror. I'm sorry, DJ B1. Let me just clear this out.
Go ahead.
You know, sometimes we have to take a look in the mirror at ourselves. We got to see where we're going wrong. And I do that myself. It's going to take a while. It's not something that you can do overnight. But start to analyze who you are, you know what I'm saying, and who the people in your life are to you. If they really, really, really mean well with you, then nothing that you can do, if you know that they really mean you well, nothing that you can do, there's nothing you can do them from loving you. But if they don't mean well with you, because they're, you know, you get into it and you get bashed and all of this other shit, and it goes both ways, that means that you need to analyze that relationship. And that's what I have to say on that. I'm gonna end that, all right? Because, yeah, I can really take this thing. It'll be just like the Thursday show, and I don't want to do that, all right? I want to leave y'all. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, fuck it. DJ B1, please say something, because I have to stop it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I have associates, and I have a couple of friends. Now, those friends have withstood the test of time with me. I don't have a friend that I just met last year. I don't have a friend that I just met the year before. All of my friends, and not associates, y'all, don't get it twisted. All of my friends I've known for 20, 30, 40 years, 50 years even. You know what I mean? And in keeping it real, sometimes you can say to your friend something that he or she may not like. And at the moment, it's not right. It gets kind of heated or whatever, and you kind of back away from that friend. But a true friend is going to understand that, guess what? That was shit. Yeah, you said something that I didn't like, and I'm telling you that I didn't like it. But, you know what I'm saying? Let's move on to something else, totally motherfucking different, because that's what friends do. Friends tell each other some shit. They don't just always tell you shit you want to hear. See, that's not a friend.
No.
A friend,
no.
A friend is not going to sit up and just give you everything that you want to hear. A friend is going to give you the real shit, whether you want to hear it or not. Now, you may not want to hear it today, but after your friend done told you something that you don't like, you analyze that shit, and well, maybe you say, well, there is some truth in that. Maybe there is, and maybe there is not. But fuck it. If that's the way you feel, that's the way you feel, I'm good with that. But thank you for telling me and not going behind my back and secretly not liking me anymore, being my friend anymore. Don't go and cut off ties, period, because you're not a true friend. A true friend is going to always be there. I mean, a friend is, like I said, a friend is not somebody that you've known for 2 years. If you are in a relationship with someone, there's no way that you know everything about a person in 2 years.
Absolutely.
If they have lived a whole lifetime, you know, of being who they are and being in their element, and then when they come into your element, it's not gonna always be your element. So your friend is gonna tell you the real thing, and y'all can move on. You may not be as close as you was before, but you're still gonna be friends. And whenever anybody is gonna you know, if my friend needs something and we done fell out and something happens, my friend really need me, my friend can always still call me, and we're going to get something done. But an associate, I'm done with you. I don't do associates. I do associates. Yeah, you can be my associate, but it takes a lot for me to say, that's my friend. That's my sister. That's my brother. It takes a lot for that. That means I done been through the war with you. I done been through the trenches with you. I done been to hell with you. I done been to heaven with you. I done had sunshine with you. I done had rain with you. You know what I'm saying? That's the difference between a friend and an associate. Yeah.
Yeah, that's very deep. That is very deep. How am I going to be able to dance around that? That's very, very, very deep. Wow. And sometimes when you don't have nothing else to say about a certain subject, You just kind of ended right there. You ended right there. Because that was it for me. That was it. The fuck? Damn. Okay. Y'all, listen. I'm going to get y'all into another track, and then we're going to come back. And at that point in time, we're just going to go ahead and say our goodnights, because we do have that Thursday show coming up this Thursday, y'all. So make sure y'all plug into that. It's going to be going down at 8:30 Central Standard Time, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. And we're talking about the shenanigans with Diversity of the Minds, Blazing Heat Radio. We talk about shit like this over there. So y'all make sure y'all rock it out with us on Thursday night. All right, so let me give y'all some of that Marvin Cease with Motel Lover, and we're going to say our goodnight, y'all.
Oh, yeah. A dangerous game. You see, the neighbors is watching us, honey. I can't imagine what they're saying. I can hear them now saying this.
We can't go to your place. We can't go to mine.
But what they don't know, I'll be
your motel lover.
I'll be your hotel man. Yes, you can. We can meet at the same place, at the same time. Just keep this in mind, baby.
We can't go to your place. We can't go to mine. We can make love,
'cause I'll be your
motel lover.
I'll be your motel. Gotta look both ways for him and her. Now you know why, honey. Because we're cheating, playing a dangerous game. Don't forget tomorrow, baby. If you can get away at the same place. At the same time, don't forget it, honey.
We can't go to your place. We can't go to mine. We can make love.
I'll be your
hotel
lover.
I'll be your hotel man.
Yes, I will.
I'll be your hotel lover.
I'll be if that's what we want to do. You see, honey,
we can't go to your place, and we sure can't go to mine.
That's the reason we should be at the same place, at the same time, at the motel. And I'll be your motel lover.
I'll be your hotel man.
All the things I want to do to you, mom.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
What's his name, y'all?
Keith Frank, yeah.
You better believe
Frank,
it.
Yeah.
You better believe that. Yeah, baby. Hey, listen, y'all. This was a great, fantastic fucking show. I was vibing out. DJ B1 was vibing out. We were loving the whole scene. Everything was lovely. All right? And we hope and pray that if y'all are plugging into this show on playback, hit that follow button. If you're just plugging in for the first time, hit that follow button if you like the station and you want to hear more of us, all right? We hear y'all from talk shows to music shows. We in this bitch all the time, y'all. From H-Town, yours truly, the Diamond Diva. We out of here, y'all. Let me turn it over to DJ B1.
All right, well, you know what? Tomorrow night is Shenanigans. Tune in tomorrow for some more bomb-ass talk show and talks and subjects and everything. So be doing that tomorrow at, I believe, 8:30. So tune in for that. And just always believe that diversity of minds, blazing heat radio, love you. And ain't a damn thing you can do about it, y'all. We got you.
Mm-hmm.